I'm looking in the mirror. I'm so afraid to be her. 'Cause what if they can't see all that I was meant to be? But I guess they'll know in time all the beauty that I have inside. They can't have my mind. All I have is me.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to Letters from the Pen. I am your host, R&B singer Nakia.
And I'm your girl, Star.
We have a spectacular show for you guys tonight. And we have a wonderful guest that is on with us now. A little unconventional. Usually we start off with our letter. But since our guest is here, we will start off with our guest. And we will have our guest on live while we're reading the letter. So, Glenn.
Yes.
Are you with us, Glenn?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. So, Glenn, please tell our listeners out in Radio Land a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your band, ReLove, for those of out there listening that don't know who you are.
Thank you, Nakia. Yeah, my name is Glenn Jost. I'm originally from New York. And I've been out here in California for, gosh, good 20 plus years. And ReLove has been a concept dating back from my years in New York City. I worked for a mastering house in Midtown Manhattan at the time. And Bob Ludwig was my mentor. Andy Van Dett was a dear friend of mine as well that got me involved in the music business and got a chance to really learn about audio and fidelity. And at the time it seemed premature, if you will. I wasn't writing songs necessarily. I was a drummer passionately trying to get into the music business from that angle. But I ended up writing songs and taking that to the next level and getting the songs mastered at MasterDisc. And moving on with my life, I went to Florida, played in classic rock bands down there and out to the Midwest, and ultimately settled out here in Los Angeles and brought back to life ReLove with an EP that I released last year, 2019, called Music on a Mission. And you can see that on Spotify, and you know, it's pretty much out there everywhere you want to look. ReLove music.com. And then, of course, you can look it up, ReLove, in the Spotify and all the internets. So that was nice. We put that out, and I really built the band around, my gosh, the concepts of unity and bringing the unity together with a multi-cultural ethnic band of amazing musicians, including my partner in crime, Victor Bender from Colombia. He's my producer, dear friend, and multi-instrumentalist. He and I kind of hang out in the studio as much as possible and tweak and get our sounds together. And so we worked very hard on establishing the sound and brought in some tremendous talent. Hussein Jafri is from Sri Lanka and an amazing, amazing world-class bass player. And he brought an incredible element to it. We went on to bring on Sonia Harley, who is a well-known singer out here on the West Coast in Los Angeles. And she really just blew the socks off of us with her energy and brought the tracks to life. And she and I kind of did some duets on this EP. That turned out, I think, well, and it's kind of a cross pollination of sorts. You've got reggae music, you've got world music. I'm a classic rock guy, but I'm also deep into artists that have a little bit more depth and spiritual understanding. So I'm trying to bring all those elements. Bob Marley, of course, you know. I'm not from Buffalo, New York. We didn't really get much reggae, but I just love his spirit. So I want to carry that on. And so we're working on a new EP now. Actually, it's a 7-song record that we're just tracked all the drums. And it's going to be spectacular. We're really excited about the next release.
And when can we expect, or when can, you know, the people expect to get a new release from you?
Oh, I think we should be done by spring, late spring. We're still a few months off from complete tracking and then mixing, but it's spectacular. The particularly with Victor Bender, my producer, we have such a synchronicity of understanding and respect for each other to really look at each note, every hole in the music, and we look for spaces, we look for texture, and it's so fun to really take that energy and just in a most truest form find the best hole and the best sound and the best texture for the song to grow and develop to a place that hopefully can touch people.
So now what genre, I mean, I've listened to your stuff, and it is very eclectic. Like when you do your releases and stuff, like what's your genre?
Well, as you say, it's eclectic. So, you know, these days I'm learning like everyone else, how to not produce. I mean, we got the production down. We've dialed that in. It's how do you release it? And that's a good point. You need to have a not only stations to play it, but all of that comes with specific demographics. And what is it? What category is it? Is it adult contemporary? Is it reggae? And we've tried both. Even the country charts, we were able to get shining through on some of the country charts. So you never know. Country alternative, believe it or not, they like to have reggae as an alternative to mainstream country. So it's we're seeing a great cross-pollination of different genres, blending genres together. That's particularly appealing for us as creators and producers to really blend these different styles. So the next record, we've got songs that are flat out reggae, you know, Bob Marley, you know, drop beat 4 and that's easy enough to identify, but then you throw in a violin on it, or, you know, you'll do like sax solos and again, scatting and different types of textures and instrumentation and orchestration that we're layering. I mean, I'm a big Carpenters fan, you know. I love all that cheesy 70s bubblegum pop, which out in the UK they've they've coined the great love is kind of bubblegum
we definitely hear the inspiration in the music. When I was listening to some of your stuff, I said, I feel like I'm in the 70s.
Yeah. Well, is that good? I mean, is it?
Well, I mean, the music of the 70s was a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It was, you know, there wasn't the expectation. The creativeness was more fluid back then. And, you know, you could really develop. And, you know, now everything's quantized and, brought to this level of perfection. But it's also very sterile, in my opinion. So we try to keep the life in it and keep the human touch and also with the vocals and the expressiveness of singing and the live human characters that I think are so important to transcending music to people. So,
right. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get into one of your songs. We're going to play your song, Fly Away. So we're going to get into that song, and then we will be right back.
racer in my head. No place to be, nowhere to go. I hear the clock tick, I'm so slow. But that's okay, don't care about time. I'm lying here and I'm feeling fine. My rested head begins to smile. We'll strap my wings on for a while and fly away. My mind's gonna share a dream with me. Fly away and imagine anything. Happy to be just where I am. I don't need to have a plan. I'm using thoughts drift all around. Relaxation finally found. Half awake, mostly asleep. My subconscious running deep. Flickering eyes dancing to light. Another
Away by Relove. You heard it first here. Well, maybe not first, but you heard it here on Letters from the Pen.
Thanks, Nikita.
You're welcome.
So, appreciate you playing that song.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great song. It's refreshing to hear something different that's not today, because the music today, it's almost like everyone has the same sound. And, you know, the live instrumentation, I mean, it's great. It's great to hear something, you know, different and good.
Yeah, that's a fun one. It's really about taking your time out there, you know, like you've got this kind of spirit that awaits, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you're like, what am I doing here? What am I doing? Should I get up or, you know, stay in bed? And you don't really know kind of, like the lyrics say, half awake, half asleep, but you can dream, and you can dream about anything. And that's kind of my little safe zone, is waking up in the middle of the night next to my beautiful wife. And I go like, wow, this is really, like, this is my only time I can think. And I go like, all right, well, what am I going to do right now? So I think, and I get a lot of my inspirations with songs in pitch dark at 3-4 in the morning. And it's great. You know, it's production too. You can get a lot of ideas and kind of timing it, you know, with your day. And it's, I believe, you know, God inspires me, to create. And I don't really have, I'm a drummer, you know, I'm a meat and potatoes, rock and roll drummer. That's it. And I've been able to kind of play a little guitar, play a little bass, learn how to sing and play drums, and, you know, work my way through. You know, it's not easy to, it's work, you know, but it's work I enjoy, and you know, it's a journey of life. So now I lay me down to sleep. It's kind of a takeoff to, you know, thanking God that, you know, here we are, wake up each day. It's a new day. And, you know, God only knows we all need help trying to process this life. We just show up. No one can explain it. You know, oh yeah, I came out of my mother's, you know, stomach. Right. You know, no, there's a creation going on here. And, you know, we've only got one time, right? I'm concerned to be able to say something and be of essential purpose, whatever that is. It could be driving a truck, you know, it could be anything, but you got to make something of yourself in somehow. Right. I don't know. It's just personally. That's it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and tell our audience where they can look you up, where they can find your stuff, where they can reach out to you.
Sure. Again, it's relovemusic.com. So R-E-L-O-V-E. If you can't love it right the first time, you got another chance. Relove it. So relovemusic.com. Again, all Spotify and, you know, iTunes and everything on the internet. You can just Google search Relove. And my name is Glenn Jost, G-L-E-N-N-J-O-S-T. The founder and, you know, singer and writer. And I just love, I'd love to hear from you in any way you can get in touch with me. I'm very accessible. And I just thank you for having me, Nikia, and for sharing. And by the way, a big shout out to my dear, G Terra in Jamaica, who, amazing artist, reggae artist, who we've become friends. And I really appreciate G Terra for helping me and helping my message to be heard for you and your audience. So God bless you all.
Thank you. You heard it first here on Letters from the Pen. Thank you for joining us.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to get off into reading this letter. My lovely co-host Star is going to drop our letter on us. Star, are you ready?
Hi, my name is Audrey, and my boyfriend was a part of the riot in D.C. last night. We have been together for 4 years and have recently had talks of marriage and starting a family. When he came home, I asked where he'd been, and he lied to me and said he was at his mom's, although I had already known because I saw him on the news. The look on his face when I showed him the screenshots of the news video made me sick. He was proud of this and wore it as a badge of honor. I knew he was Republican, and this didn't matter much at the time. It didn't matter much until the moment I realized this was more than just politics for him. This was who he is, and I don't like it. So my question to you is, do I, should I, dare I marry a man with no heart, no sense, no moral compass? Signed, Audrey. Call us up. Let us know what y'all think. 1-888-627-6008. Audrey, you left your name, so give us a call, honey.
Well, I'm going to be nosy and give my opinion because I like to get in people's business. I think, Audrey, there was probably signs way before DC and you just chose to ignore them. I think that I don't know him personally, but I don't think because someone's a Republican or a Democrat or they were at the rally, that means that they have no heart. Sometimes people get crazy and they believe so hard in something and they try to go for what they know, whether it be right or wrong to us, to them, it may seem right. I think only you can make the decision. She was asking if she should marry him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think only you can make the decision whether you're going to marry this person or not. The signs were there. So if he's a bad person, you knew way before DC. So you got to figure that one out, honey. You might be laying up with a serial killer. You don't know. I mean, how long? Did she say how long she knew him?
4 years they've been dating.
Four years. Yeah, 4 years is not enough time to me to know somebody fully. It takes a lifetime to know people because people constantly change. So, like I said, if he's a bad person, the signs were already there. You just chose to ignore them.
Yeah, I think if you have to question, well, honestly, the Republican or the Democrat doesn't really matter. Apparently, it didn't to you in the beginning. I think the fact that he was there, maybe he was just in D.C. I don't know the circumstances. But if he was on the news, that's going towards his character. So you have had to see something before D.C. to show his character. Most of the people that were out there have very little or no character. So if he was there by choice, then maybe you should rethink. But you can't help who you love either. So I'm not going to tell you not to marry your man. But I will say to rethink his, you know, his morals and see where his heart is at. Because people can say one thing and their heart be in a whole nother place.
So. Go on and give her the number for the mental health and for the domestic violence, just in case he has a snap and he start whooping her the way they was whooping Washington.
Well, the domestic violence hotline is 1-800-799-SAFE, 1-800-799-7233.
So what have you been doing all day? I saw when we came on here, you was chomping down on something. What you was eating, it looked good.
I have been on a lot of calls today. I was actually eating some chicken. And I had to go off the camera because it was so hot, my eyes were watering. So I had to cut my camera off and clean my eyes.
Like spicy hot?
Yeah, it was buffalo.
You made it or you got it from somewhere?
Yeah, I got it from somewhere else.
Okay. I thought maybe you made it and you was getting ready, you know, for your cook-off.
No, but I'm super excited and I'm going to call her out again today right here on Letters from the Pen because she is apparently waiting and want to trash talk about my macaroni and cheese. So this one's for you, Miss Latasha Scott. When I get finished with your vegan macaroni and cheese, you are going to want to escape. Now, Starcy,
maybe you can make some buffalo.
Bring it.
Buffalo macaroni and cheese.
So you heard it here first. So when we get ready to do this cook-off, guys, you know why I'm talking so much junk, because she has come for me like big time because I'm coming after her belts. But if you had my macaroni and cheese, call me up right now, 888-627-6008. I know one person that has had it and loves it and calls me to see if I've made it. Shout out to my homie, just genuine as possible, Tashika Smith. Tashika told me some stories about herself in the younger days. I could not believe that she was like a fighter. And I don't know, people change so much, I guess, over the years. You meet people in their 30s and 40s, and you're like, you was like that. So shout out to her for evolution. She was a fighter, and now she's like, I would have never thought she's a saint. So I would have never thought that she was living that life. So shout out. So I hope y'all are having a happy new year. We're a weekend now. Anybody got anything accomplished? Call me up. Tell me what you've done so far. 1-888-627-6008. Shout out to my team partner, Mr. Lighty out there. Shout out to Afia. Some new business ventures coming up. So you guys be looking out for some new stuff.
So have you set a New Year's resolution or are you kind of just letting it kind of flow as it comes?
No resolutions for me. I wouldn't say that I'm letting it flow as it comes because I'm normally the one that lets it flow as it comes. So now I'm going to just take it by the reins and let it do what I want it to do for a change. I think kind of just rolling with the flow, people are roll right over you. So I'm going to just try to stay focused and keep my head in the game and keep my eyes on the prize, which is that island in the hills and my helicopter alone. No humans.
So you trying to buy an island?
Yes. I've actually looked at one. The cheapest one I saw was $700,000. And hopefully my team, so far we're doing pretty good. Hopefully they listen and they're going to help me get this island. Cause I'm ready to go from the U.S. I'm ready to go.
I'm wondering, with all of this COVID talk and all that, how people on the islands are doing, because we don't really hear too much about anybody over in the islands contracting COVID, or we don't hear too much blah blah about it. It's all like the US, the UK.
Yeah, I don't know if they're just trying to keep it quiet on that end, but from what I've been looking at, I don't think they're hit as hard as we have. United States is just, we feel like the pins from the bowling ball getting ready to get knocked out. So we have done the worst when it comes to everything. So they can't even get their finances correct, can't even get their checks out right. Australia gave $9,000. If I don't want, don't quote me, you guys, but I know it was close to each citizen when COVID hit. Not that they're supposed to give everybody money and nobody deserved it and all of that foolery, just to show how far back the United States is crying over $600.
I'm wondering, we should probably do some research on that, because I'm wondering like what their population is and pretty much what their overhead is that they could give $9,000 and the US can only give $600. I'm really curious about that.
But you know what's funny? I don't even think that it's just that the U.S. can. It's just that they just won't. And that's understandable. You know, you work for yours. You get what you earned. I get that. But when they start making mistakes like sending checks to dead people, and, you know, some people haven't even gotten their money. So now they're talking about if you went through H&R Block. I don't know. It's just a mess the way their system is.
What I did hear today is that TurboTax supposedly, if anybody and if any, no one heard this, if you did your taxes with TurboTax, they supposedly accidentally put people's last four of their socials on the back of their account numbers, so all the checks are being bounced back, and supposedly it's going to be straightened out. It was supposed to be straightened out between today and tomorrow, and Monday, Tuesday, those people should start to see those $600 stimulus checks at their account.
Yeah, I did read that. So that's some good information for people that are out there listening, because I had a lot of people ask about it. And there's a lot of misinformation, I'll say disinformation out there. But they are revamping it and trying to, you know, redo it. If you got a paper check last time, you are more than likely going to get a paper check this time. But they started mailing them after the direct deposits went in. So that's why a lot of people that are looking for their paper checks have not received paper checks yet. So just a little info for you guys out there that was wondering and want to punch our president in the nose.
People certainly tearing up the White House, even though I don't really know what that's going to accomplish. I mean, my only thing, I was watching it on the news and I was a little perturbed because they allowed them to come into the White House and to do all of these things for so long and tear stuff up until they called in the National Guard. And anything, when the Black Lives Matter movement was going on, they already had troops out there waiting. So what is the difference? And I mean, we know the difference. The difference was the skin color. But what is the difference? An angry mob is an angry mob. It doesn't matter.
Honey, when I saw, I have to laugh because it was kind of comical. I literally was looking at a helicopter and I'm assuming was zooming in on the side of the building. And I was like, okay, this looks like some people running, or, you know, they're doing a marathon from a distance. As the camera gets closer, I see these fools climbing up the side of the building. Like, I could not believe what I was seeing. I literally walked up to my TV, and you've seen my TV, you know, it's kind of big, so I ain't got to walk all the way over there. I literally walked all the way up to the screen to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing. And it was about six people literally climbing up the side of the building like Spider-Man. But you call us animals and you tell us we tearing up stuff. The audacity.
Listen, I was done when they stole the statue. Now, what was y'all going to do? It's like, somebody call in and tell me, please. What was y'all going to do with this statue from the White House? Please tell me.
The Capitol building. Let's clear that up. The Capitol building. It wasn't the White House. It was the Capitol, which apparently has less security. But in my opinion, your vice president and his wife and his daughter was in that building. So we were Secret Service. And if you were watching, like, as they first started to, you know, accumulate themselves in front of this building, the police were behind them. So as the mass started to get huger, they couldn't get in. So that's when they came from the other side and came through the building. There was no way for the riot had already started. The police were ass out. And I feel like y'all looked so stupid.
I think when they the first thing they had was they had the security guard from Mall Cop. That's what happened.
I almost think they told them that.
Those security guards didn't have any kind of weapons. I don't understand it. I mean, even a regular security guard got some mace or something. They didn't have nothing.
Well, I don't know if you know anything about what this security is normally like at the Capitol building. I know the White House is really, really secured, but it was people on the roof of that building. I believe just like here when Cumberland County had that riot downtown and they were trying to tear up the Market House, Cumberland County police were told to stand down. They were told not to go in there. And I believe that's exactly what they did. I believe that that man put an order out way before he told them people to meet him on the steps of the Capitol Hill and told him he was going to go walk with them in the punk, let them go by themselves, get shot. Five people died in that building yesterday.
Yeah.
Five people. Made no sense. But if that had been us, we wouldn't have made it up the first step. It would have been picking us off piece by piece. Let five of us, Black people, would have been accumulating on those steps, congregating, having a conversation, able to shut it down off top. They let them grow into a mass that they could not control because this man had a hissy fit and a tantrum.
I mean, in my personal opinion, we are just seeing the infrastructure of America basically crumble right now. And it's always been like this. So it doesn't matter that, you know, that the Jim Crow, segregation, civil rights, women's rights. It doesn't matter that we took all those milestones. I feel like we're still in the same place. The only difference is they can't separate minorities from white people anymore because of certain laws that are in place. But it doesn't matter what the law changes. It doesn't change the mentality of the people, of the person. And that's really what counts. Because regardless of what strides we make, we're always going to get knocked down for the same thing if people don't change their mentality.
I think those same people that were out there throwing stuff and they had Molotov cocktails, they were prepared for a war when they went there. So I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at some of the conversations they were having when people were rioting about George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. They probably were calling us all kind of monkeys and animals, but you on the side of a building climbing up to like Caesar and his posse, but you want to call us animals and thugs. And that was all because of one man. This one man told you to go do that. He had that much power to cause a whole mass of people to act a fool like that. You know,
well, you got to think, right? You got to think as far as power. I mean, there's been many, many great men that's had that much power. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. And Trump is no different. He has that kind of power. It's just some people use their power for justice and good things, and some people use their power for their own gain.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a sanctified, but I do believe in Jesus Christ, and I do believe in the Bible. I'm not going to get all holy on you guys tonight. But if you know the Bible and you read Revelation, you know that this was written. And I believe that's the Antichrist that they were talking about, because I have never in my life met somebody so cold-hearted. I've never met him, but just his energy, like his spirit just comes through the TV. Very cold-hearted, evil man, you know. So shout out to Stacey Abrams, because I believe she really did her thing turning Georgia blue. So good job, Atlanta. You guys did that. That's why they were so mad, because y'all won that race. Kudos to Tamika Mallory and everybody that was out there fighting that good fight. I really would like to, you know, for everybody to at least do their part. I don't care if it's just writing a letter, making a phone call. Do your part or you part of the problem. I've made calls. I've done petitions. I've DM'd and talked to Tamika Mallory, trying to get involved and trying to do stuff in the Black Lives Matter community, because it does matter. I'm not getting ready to try to bury my son. I got two boys. Two hard-headed boys that's not getting ready to listen to no cops. So I'm always on the phone or telling them, shut your mouth, you know, just make it home, put your hands up, do what they tell you to do. We'll work it out later. So that's the advice I'm gonna give to all my young boys out there. Don't be RoboCop. You're not gonna win. Get home and fix it later.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So let's talk a little bit really quick before we play the second song by ReLove and shout out some of our sponsors. Let's talk about let's let everyone know about the conversation we were having about finances and financial stuff and some ways that you discovered that people can, you know, get help with, like getting life insurance, getting legal representation.
Well, because of some of the laws that, that I'm not really familiar with, I can't talk too much about it in depth, but I would love to start doing some presentations for our people. And the reason I stay our community, our people, is because we are in the most trouble. We are at the poverty line. We are in the prisons the most. We are the ones at what they would call the bottom of the totem pole. And a lot of Black people will say, I need $75 to buy this wig, but I'm not going to give you $75 to start a business. Me being used to be one of them. It's money out there, you guys. It's money out there, but you got to know how to go get it. And I have been having some conversations with some amazing people, different conversations. Somebody told me when you start having conversations with these millionaires and people that got money and know how to get it, it feels different. So I got really, really motivated. I got to shout out David Lighty again one more time because he got me on 10. Just really, really motivated to get this done. A lot of opportunities, your legal stuff. Everybody needs life insurance, and I guarantee you that you're paying more than what we can offer. So the prices are really, really good. So if you want to talk about that, you can DM me, go to Stars Pen, hit me up at msyp73@gmail.com. And I can give you some more information, but we're going to do some classes and stuff. Yeah, because the bags are going to get filled up. So to help with my island, I'm really excited. And I think we need more financial literacy in our community, not to tell anybody what to do with their little $600 or their $1,200. But if you got it, because most of us didn't, and I'm saying us, so if you listen, if you was out there on Nancy Pelosi's desk, go get my check. With your feet up on that lady's desk, you could be going to get in there to get my money. And some more people that I know that have not received their check yet. But financial literacy is really important. I just want to be able to show some of my people that I know would say, no, I don't want to do that, how to do it and how to kill it. Because it's certain things, it might not be jewelry. I've tried a lot. You might not like jewelry. You might not be able to do that. But with this company, I found a way to be able to reach out to our community and show them something different. And I think that's where I was more intrigued by this company. So big deal putting some jewelry on and, you know, buying some clothes and selling some wigs or some lashes, do your thing. But for me, it was easy for him to get me involved because I saw how I could tell my homegirl, listen, you need this. You out here with no job. You got $100. Let me show you how to turn that $100 into three. And they showed me how to do it. And I'm not easy, you know, I'm not really easy to believe people when it comes to money and stuff like that, especially when it comes to what they would call direct marketing. But this is not that. This is not even life insurance. It's a whole financial, you know, expedition that I'm about to take you guys on. So you're going to hear some more about that soon. And if anybody wants to sign up and join my team, you can just hit me up right now, 1-888-627-6008, and get you signed up and get you ready to go. Get your bag. And I was just looking at, like, they had like 3 Black million-dollar earners. Really, really got me stoked. So just a matter of how to explain to people what actually the service is about so they don't feel like they're just getting, you know, taken for their money or whatever, because it's a really, really good service. And I know a lot of Black people that I know personally that do not have life insurance, that do not have any kind of legal chills, that do not have anything like that, you know.
Stop. And you need to get some life insurance because you're probably out here with high cholesterol eating all this fried stuff and your kids ain't got no money to bury you.
Yep.
So get you some life insurance.
Yep. And that's one of the biggest things I like to use. You know, you think about a family of 5 with one income, especially now during COVID, somebody passes away, that one income passes away. I'm not saying that it's your fault, but because there is an option for you to spend $83 a month on a decent policy, because the ones that you have are probably crappy, because that's what a lot of insurance companies do these days. But I found a company that kind of caters to our community and caters to the financial aspect and how to flip it, how to change it, how to make it your own. And that's what I needed. I promised myself I would not go back to work for anybody else. That wasn't a resolution. That was a promise I made to myself that I would not do the 9-to-5 because it was killing me. So now I got like 5 different streams of income that I'm working on. I got to make them work. So, yeah.
Yes. Audrey that wrote the letter, if you hear this and you're going to call in, honey, I need to know if your boyfriend is the one who stole that statue from the Capitol building. Because if he is, we want it back. Take it back.
And tell him to go get my check while he's in there.
Right. So as a matter of fact, we about to feed some people. If you didn't get your $600 stimulus check and you around here looking hungry, call into Letters from the Pen. Let us know what you was going to do with your $600 stimulus check, and we just might give you some food. Now, don't call in talking about you was about to give it to your boyfriend to flip, because then you're not getting nothing.
And don't be lying either. Call up your right. And be hungry for real.
Right. Drop that number.
888-627-6008. Guys, the lines are open. You want to pay some bills?
We're going to pay some bills right now. So shout out to our sponsors that makes Letters from the Pen possible and makes it happen. Stars Pen, OG2 Entertainment, LHS Home Care for all your home care needs. Photography Got Next for all your photography needs. JRC Cleanup, no job is too big or too small. And Amore Dior Designs for all your press needs. So check this out. We're going to get into this second song by Relove. We're going to play this song. Think about it. Get your stories together. Why you need this this lunch, because you didn't get your stimulus check. And we'll be back. So right now, we're going to play Shining Through by Relove. Stay tuned. That was Relove, Shining Through. Just made me feel like, that song made me feel like I was at a Broadway play. And shout out to the people on Broadway, because I know they're suffering because they haven't been doing any plays in a minute since the COVID-19. But we have a caller on the line. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
How you doing? It's Michael from the Bronx. Action the building chip.
Okay. So,
how y'all doing?
We're doing good. Did you get your stimulus check?
Hell no, I ain't get my damn stimulus check. I'm still waiting for that shit.
Oh, so let me ask you something. Who did you file with? Who'd you file your taxes with last year?
Oh, TurboTax.
Oh yeah. That's what happened. Yeah. You did direct deposit or you got a check mail? Did you get direct deposit or did you get like a mail? Did they mail you like your first stimulus check?
No. That was direct deposit right here.
Oh, so okay. So what was you gonna do with your stimulus check when you got it?
Shit, I was about to pay my light bill and buy me some damn condoms. I ain't trying to have all these goddamn kids running around here.
So you was gonna pay your light bill and buy some condoms?
Damn well right. So I can see what I'm doing.
Well, you know you can still use the condoms and do what you're doing in the dark, right?
Yeah, but I want to pay attention, so I'm going to make sure my goddamn light bill pays.
Oh, how many kids you got, Michael?
Right now, I got 9.
Oh, yeah.
And
you need
I think 3 more is about to come. Children?
Yeah, you need some condoms, Michael. So, you know what? We're gonna give you a gift card because we need to help you out.
No,
okay.
I know you probably be hearing bullshit, but I'm dead serious. I got 9 kids.
Okay.
Ass boys and them damn 4 girls that just can't seem to stop acting like they damn mama. No disrespect, baby. I love you.
Oh. Okay. Is the mom sitting next to you?
No, but I know she listening to y'all radio station too, and she at work, so she might hear that shit.
Oh, all right, Michael. Well, we're gonna get a gift card out to you. Go to our website www.lettersfromthepen.com and drop your information, and we will get that gift card out to you.
Shit, good looking, man. Another thing I wanted to add too. About that damn statue y'all was talking about, I think I seen that motherfucker in Central Park.
The statue you're talking about that they stole?
Yeah, I believe that motherfucker in Central Park.
Okay, Michael, well, you go get that from Central Park and go to www.lettersfromthepen.com, drop your information there, and we will get a gift card out to you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye. Well, okay. So, you heard it here on Letters from the Pen. Some people are not getting, still did not get their stimulus check. For those of you who still didn't get it, you know, depending on what's going on with the situation, you will eventually get it.
You guys, make sure y'all go check out my baby. I woke up this morning, he sent me some money. And that is a big deal from my baby because he has been really, really going through some stuff. And he sent his mommy some birthday money this morning. So I sent him a message back and I said, happy birthday to me. And he's like, it's not your birthday yet. So I felt really special. Shout out to Grace the Pharaoh. Go check him out on Spotify, you guys. He's about to do some really, really good things. Getting ready to get him in the studio. So you guys look out for that. I love your life and my babies. Aaliyah Simone Cosmetics. Shout out to her. Shout out to that middle No Limit soldier. That G Fazo. Just your mother loves you. Mwah. Go check out Stars Pen. And I think that's about it for us today, you guys. Shout out to Don and Doug for making it all possible. Shout out to them Capricorns. We about to come through. So, yeah.
right. And make sure you get my latest album, For Your Eyes Only, streaming on all platforms. Make sure you go out and get that book, Wet, by Star. But it says Radia Johnson, right?
It says Star.
It says Radia Johnson. Okay. So you can Star Spin or Radia Johnson. Go get that book, Wet. It's an amazing book. I read it. Well, I'm halfway through it. Because my mama read it first and she wouldn't take her hands off the book. So yeah. I'm finally halfway through the book. So if there's any perverts out there, which I'm sure there's a lot of you, that's a good book for you to read. So you go on and get that book, especially for Valentine's Day. If you're going to be alone, you might just read the book. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you could hit us up on the OnlyFans page. Come and we'll read it to you. How about that?
Stay tuned. A lot of good things coming for 2021. But thank you guys for joining us tonight on Letters from the Pen. I am your host, R&B singer Nakia.
And I am your host, co-host, your girl co-hosting Star.
And we will actually see you guys back right here on BBS Radio this Monday night at 8 p.m. And we have a very interesting guest in the build that's going to be in the building. R&B singer, rapper, Dick James.
Oh, we got Dick coming up this week. Okay.
Sure do. We sure do.
You know, I just felt like saying that.
I know you did. It's okay.
Don and Doug, you guys make sure you tune into the Polly Show. We're going to keep you updated on that one. It's going to be a good one. And I'd love for you guys to chime in. And shout out to everybody who just made it through the new year, you guys.
Yes. And stay safe out there, because there's a lot of people out here that didn't make it to 2021. A lot of famous people, people with money, people without money. So it's real out here. So you got to protect yourself and stay healthy, especially with this COVID running around now. It's getting everybody. It don't got no name on it.
Love hard, guys. Love hard. You wake up every morning, you are blessed to do just that. So,
yes. But all right, guys, we will see you Monday night right here on Letters from the Pen on BBS Radio.
Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye.
Bye, guys.